Named as one of the country's lowest performing power plants, the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant is scheduled to officially go offline in June of 2019. But now, its owners are looking to sell the plant to Holtec International, which claims it can decommission Pilgrim in less time and for less money than Entergy was proposing. Mike Toomey of Entergy.
What this proposal brings to the table is a firm with all of the expertise. They're going to do it on a timeline that is about as fast as these kinds of projects can be done, and they're going to do it for what is available in the decommissioning trust funds.
But a full license transfer, as Entergy is looking to do, is not common for decommissioning nuclear plants. Until recently, the only proposed sale of the plant to a different company after decommissioning has been the Vermont Yankee Power Plant, and their application is still pending with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. A license transfer can't happen before the Regulatory Commission approves the sale, which could take up to a year. Neil Sheehan of the commission says they'll be reviewing Holtec's application carefully.
We've asked a number of questions about how their financing would work and the kind of assurances they can offer that they'll be able to cover all those costs. And that's something that we've been looking at very closely, and we'll do the same in the case of Pilgrim.
But critics like Mary Lampert of Pilgrim Watch, a watchdog organization overseeing the power plant, are skeptical. Though she's happy that there's a possibility the new company could decommission the plant more quickly and remove spent fuel from the site faster.
However, there are some real questions, and they're largely financial, and there are questions on whether this will be a cheap, quick, and dirty cleanup, as opposed to what we want.
If the commission approves the sale, Holtec is expected to take over Pilgrim's license starting in 2020. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Tan. Sarah Tan, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.